With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Former President Donald Trump campaigned in Reno, Nevada last night. He hit the topic of illegal immigration, as it was earlier in the evening during a stop in Aurora, Colorado, where he presented videos and news clips featuring reports of alleged crimes by immigrants. The former president also said he gained support among African-American males.
My numbers with the black, and especially black men, I love black men. I love them. I love them. I have gone through the roof with black men.
Also at SRNnews.com, correspondent Norman Hall reports Boeing plans to lay off about 10% of its workers in the coming months as it deals with a strike and production challenges.
New Boeing CEO Kelly Ortberg told staff in a memo Friday about job cuts, which could total about 17,000 positions, including executives and managers. The company has 170,000 employees worldwide, many of them working in manufacturing facilities in the states of Washington and South Carolina. About 33,000 union machinists have been on strike since September 14th. Boeing had already imposed rolling temporary furloughs, but Ortberg says those will be suspended because of the impending layoffs. Boeing has lost more than $25 billion since the start of 2019. I'm Norman Hall.
The United Nations peacekeeping force in southern Lebanon says new explosions have hit its headquarters, injuring two peacekeepers a day after Israeli forces targeted the same position and struck central Beirut. Earlier yesterday, cross-border fire from Lebanon killed a man from Thailand who was working on a farm in North Israel. Lebanon's crisis response unit announced yesterday that 60 people were killed and 168 were wounded in the past 24 hours. That raises the toll over the past year of conflict between Israel and Hezbollah to 2,229 killed, over 10,000 wounded. You'll find more at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Evangelicals for Harris could be facing a lawsuit.
The Political Action Committee is using clips of the late Billy Graham in attack ads against former President Donald Trump. But the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association says Graham liked Trump and the use of his image to attack the GOP nominee is a violation of copyright law and could trigger a lawsuit. Billy's son Franklin has decried the ads as well, pointing out that his father never criticized any politician publicly, offering only prayer and counsel if it was desired. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Jewish people around the globe began marking Yom Kippur at sundown yesterday. It's the Day of Atonement, the most solemn day of the Jewish calendar. This year, Yom Kippur takes place 1 year after the deadly Hamas attack on Israel. Since then, there's been a surge in anti-Semitic incidents here in the U.S. as well. Many college campuses have been racked by pro-Palestinian protests. Jonathan Greenblatt of the Anti-Defamation League says there's been a lot of soul-searching in the days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. This is SRN News. Tesla has unveiled its much-awaited robo-taxi. Correspondent Donna Warner reports.
Tesla's robo-taxi was unveiled Thursday night at a Hollywood studio. Tesla CEO Elon Musk told the crowd that the AI-powered vehicles don't have steering wheels or pedals. He said, "We'll move from supervised full self-driving to unsupervised full self-driving, where you can fall asleep and wake up at your destination. It's going to be a glorious future." Tesla began selling the full self-driving software 9 years ago, but there are doubts about its reliability. Musk says the cyber cabs are expected to cost under $30,000 and that they should become available in 2026 or 2027. I'm Donna Warder.
Stellantis, which makes Jeep and Chrysler vehicles, announcing a number of significant leadership changes, including the timing of CEO Carlos Tavares' retirement and the departure of its chief financial officer as it struggles to revive sales. This is SRN News.